Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
We will begin this afternoon, though, with a protest calling on the government to put in place a policy of accommodating registered asylum seekers. It'll take place at the International Protection Office this evening. For more on this, Stephen Roach, a member of Social Rights Ireland, joins me now. Stephen, you're very welcome to the programme. I know Social Rights Ireland, along
Hi,
with
Cormac,
other groups, are protesting outside the International Protection Office on Dublin's Mount Street. You might tell me why.
Okay, thank you, Cormac. Well, we're protesting for the department, for the government in its entirety, to take a more coherent approach to this problem. We realise there's a housing crisis in Ireland overall. We're not saying it's an easy fix, but what I've seen personally with my own eyes since I started to take an interest in this is that the government appears to be just sticking its head in the sand and not dealing with the issue at all, or hoping it goes away by itself.
The protest is scheduled for about 5:30 or so. Is that right? In just under an hour.
That's
how many
right.
people do you expect, Stephen?
It's hard to tell. I mean, it was reported on RTE this morning. It has gone out on numerous different WhatsApp groups. I would imagine somewhere between 500 and 1,000 people. It's hard to tell with these things.
Who is Social Rights Ireland?
So Social Rights Ireland is a fairly loose and relatively informal group of concerned citizens who have coalesced around, particularly around the homeless and the housing issue. I personally came into this a few months ago, wasn't particularly aware beforehand of how bad things were. Mm-hmm. And then the more you get into it, the more you see, certainly in the situation here at the IPO, I was down here for the first time about 3 weeks ago. And I was shocked, and most people have the same experience. So we're a diverse group of people. We're not politically aligned. We're not even all that focused in our political orientation because we're people from all walks of life. But we're concerned citizens, ultimately, not happy with the way the government's dealing with it.
And as you say, some of you have come to this with somewhat of a focus recently. The government might say to you, Stephen, though, that they have been focused on this for some time and that the response is coherent, that they've housed over 100,000 migrants seeking asylum here in whatever guise they come. But they say the pressure is unprecedented. What would you say to that?
I would say they're absolutely right. The pressure has been unprecedented, mainly because of the Ukraine war. And I don't, for a moment imagine that it's an easy job they have on their hands. But they can't deny that there's a two-tier system in place and has been for quite a while, where Ukrainian refugees are immediately granted refugee status and fast-tracked through into accommodation. And as a result, everybody else, and particularly those at the back of the queue who are designated by the government as the male asylum seekers, get the short end of the stick. And it's partly about equality, but it's also partly about a failure to deal with an obvious problem because it doesn't go away.
Does Social Rights Ireland want everybody who arrives in Ireland seeking asylum to be treated the same?
Ultimately, yes. I mean, we can understand that under certain circumstances, people may need to be prioritised. But ultimately, yes. I think if you're going to have an asylum system, it has to be equitable.
Okay, be they from Ukraine, where we know there's a war going on, or from some other country where the authorities here might feel they have to check if it's based on an economic move or a genuine asylum application.
Sure. Well, I mean, there's an asylum process. So once people arrive here, they are registered and then their claim is examined. So we're not demanding that everybody is automatically given refugee status, mm-hmm. As the Ukrainians have.
Okay.
But what we do expect is that the people are treated with dignity while their claim is being processed. I think that's a fair enough.
Okay.
I mean, it's what's required by law.
Can I put this to you? We heard the programme yesterday here on Drive Time, Stephen, from a volunteer doctor, that many of the men there on Mount Street were happy to be moved, that they felt safer in their new accommodation. They were happy to have showers and facilities. He said that it was basic, said the volunteer doctor, but they were happy to have functioning services. So is that not a reflection of the fact that government are doing their best here, but that it's extremely difficult given the pressure?
I'm not inclined to believe they're doing their best because they responded. They waited until things got to a crisis point. They waited until it was featured on your show and other shows before they acted. And then the way that they acted last Saturday was extremely hasty and also involved destruction, massive destruction of the property that was down here. So, no, I don't think the response has been either fair or adequate. Mm-hmm. But of course, we, as like the refugees themselves, we want everybody to be out of here. And obviously, any site where there are sanitary facilities is an improvement on here. But I think what's often lost in the mix is that sending people up to a site, a kind of an unfinished, unready, sort of semi-ready site in the Dublin Mountains, creates a lot of new problems that don't exist here, such as, you know, a lot of the men here rely on homeless services, places like the Capuchin Day Centre and Merchants Quay, and now they're very far removed from that.
I do understand your point and position. I suppose from a fairness point of view, it's worth pointing out that the government would probably say that they didn't wait, that they were the men were given increased fees and payments for whatever they needed, and also information about facilities in the city. But I do take your point, and the protest, you say, starts at about 5:30 or so. Stephen Roach, a member of Social Rights Ireland, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme.